you know, one of my unwritten rules of life, act like you're supposed to be there, and you will. It's 99.7 DJX. Maybe that's a metaphor for other things, you know? Act like you want to be in the position that you are going for, and you will, you know? Act like, go for the job you want. Act like you're already in the job, and maybe you'll get it. Or act like you're supposed to be somewhere where you're not and sneak in.
And that's kind of how we got here. That's the lane, right?
Yeah, craziest place you snuck into. I got detained by the FBI one time because I had a radio station staff t-shirt on, and I thought, you know what? It says staff on my shirt. I'm probably...
Looks legit.
All right. You know, I'm sure I've got the credentials I need. So I just started walking to a restricted area thinking that I could go bypass all of the, you know, credentials and everything when...
Because it says staff.
Yeah. When I was trying to get back for the federal penitentiary there for Timothy McVeigh, and the FBI came over in their little golf cart and was like, hey,
I need to see your ID and your credentials.
Yeah. What you doing? I was like, oh, I'm just headed right over there. They're like,
you know, with the rest of the press.
They're like, are you now? They're like, do you got credentials? I'm like, oh, I got this shirt that says staff on. They were like, why don't you come with us?
Shocking they didn't take that. Shocking.
You know, look, I was, what, 22? I didn't know.
Yeah. I did wear a t-shirt that said, I'm with the band to a concert. And many people stopped me and asked if I was indeed with the band.
Did it get you anywhere?
I didn't use it to try to get
backstage. Oh, see, then that's not the story. All right. hey, Brittany. So you've got a sneaking in story?
Little bit. It wasn't that bad.
All right.
We actually won tickets from you guys to see Janet.
Oh, very nice.
Lovely. But we kind of wanted to be a little bit closer. Oh. So after the opening acts and whatnot, a friend of mine walked by first, and they said that security wasn't being too strict on it. So I basically had my son with me, who's older. Uh-huh. I was like, just... So hold on tight, and we're just going to walk through. Don't pay any attention, and I'm going to act like I'm on my phone. And we just kind of smiled, nodded at security. I was pretended to be talking to somebody and just walked on through and got down to the floor seat. And that's where we spent the rest of the evening.
Look at you. See, again, using the act like you're supposed to be there method to get where you want to go, and it worked.
Yes, and I was just telling my son. I was like, oh, because he's in the car with me. I was like, we have a similar story. He's like, what? And I said, remember the
Janet
concert.
He didn't even know. He was an accomplice.
Yeah, no, he goes, I thought we were just going to meet a friend. I was like, dude, I was like, that's not where our tickets were. Do you remember where we started the show? Where our tickets were.
What I'm hearing really is who's at fault is 99.7 DJX for not giving you proper seats to see Janet.
I mean, maybe, but I was so appreciative. I just... Made the best of it.
I love it. Brittany, thank you so much. That's a great story.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You
That's
too.
That's phenomenal. I'm just going to act like I'm on my phone. Just walk behind me.
That's
just
right.
Know.
That's
you
right.
Just, we're walking through. We're in a hurry because we got to get to, our seats.
Yeah. Jamie texted in, said, snuck into a meet and greet for a well-known artist. Line started forming. I noticed it, hopped in the back, and just walked right in.
Oh my
Act
goodness.
Like you belong confidently. See, that's the thing. Act like you're supposed to be there.
But typically you have passes.
I know.
They give you passes. And they're normally strict about checking those passes, especially if they're big names.
We're not saying this is going to work every time, but sometimes you can slip through the cracks.
Oh, see, it's that fear, though, of the one time that it's not going to work that would happen to me.
I remember a long time ago, we had a call from a guy who had snuck into the Barnes Table Brown party and around Derby time and wound up making out with Tara Reid. Remember actress Tara Reid from American Pie and stuff like that? But yeah.
Wow.
he snuck into the Barnes Table Brown party and wound up making out with a celebrity. I mean,
night. What a night indeed.
Hannah said, I actually snuck into the concert, the Taylor Swift concert there in Phoenix opening night of her tour. Only got to see four songs before I got kicked out, but the high of making it in was what made the night.
Yeah, there you go. Yes. Now, my husband actually didn't sneak in, but bought tickets from who he thought was a legit source right outside the palace when Prince was performing. And so he got it, and like this guy escorted them to the seats. Turns out they were not open seats, and they paid this guy $100. So they saw two songs and then were escorted out, and they did get their money back. Thank goodness.
Worth it.
I know.
Matthew, Millionaires Row Club at Churchill Downs during the Kentucky Derby back in 2019. Again, Churchill Downs. Yeah. Listen, if anybody works at Churchill Downs, just turn the other way. Because...
Turn the radio down and come back later.
Because listen, that is another area where you can, if you are confident enough, sometimes you can just roll in and go,
place.
Like, hey, I'm supposed to be here.
Hard to have security everywhere.
right, exactly. Exactly, especially in like an Oaks or a Derby where it's so crazy busy.
Yeah, for sure.
Again, just kind of act like you're supposed to be there. Anyways, good stories.
Yeah, Tanya said going to see another movie with no ticket. Sorry, my life isn't exciting as everyone else here.
You mean like going to the movie theaters and then like, leaving?
I got two movies instead of one.
And then walking out and then going, you know what I could do? I could just dip into another movie theater.
I'm good too. I'm just gonna go.
I'm just gonna go in there too. Oh, Tanya, you crazy?
She's living on the edge.
Oh shoot! Well, yeah, I mean, same like Alyssa. Not all too crazy, but some friends swiped me into their dining center at college, and they had a bunch of different ice creams behind the counter where employees go. No one was there. We wanted ice cream, so I went in there and started scooping ice cream.
Oh my gosh!
This poor employee came up to me in a small voice and said, "Do you work here?" I obviously did not. I was in normal clothes and not their uniform. # wild and crazy.
And then you say, "Yes, I'm just off duty."
Yes, tonight I am.
Yep.
All right, good stories. Thank you for the calls there on 99.7 DJX.